This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. There was a close vote today in Bangkok, Thailand at the CITES Conservation Conference. In the end, pro-shark fishing nations led by Japan and China lost an effort to block trade regulations on three endangered shark species. The BBC's environment correspondent Matt McGrath is at the conference, and he's with us now from Bangkok. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so what's at stake economically for China and Japan? Why were they opposed to this?
Many people think this is just about sharks and shark finning, and there's certainly some truth in that. I think the deeper issue going on here is that China and Japan are very worried about an organization, an international organization like CITES, having control of fish that are commercially valuable. They're very concerned about that in the longer term, and with good reason. This is the first time that CITES has managed to take over one of these areas, and it won't be the last.
Well, how big is the industry? I mean, what kind of money is at stake here?
The species that were cited here, that were regulated here, including hammerheads, they account for maybe 6 or 7% of the shark finning market. Not a whole pile, but it is a foot in the door, if you like. It's the first step. They start with these species. These are critically endangered species. They want to move on to the others. China and Japan see this as very much the foot in the door, and they see that it'll lead to regulations on loads of other species, which are much more valuable.
Well, so is it fair to say that what's bad news for China and Japan is good news for the sharks?
Absolutely. I mean, it's fantastic news for these particular three species. They're talking about the oceanic white tip, which is extremely endangered. Numbers have gone down by 90% in most parts of the world. The hammerheads, they're hugely valued in the fin soup trade, and they've gone down by around similar percentages. So you're talking about species that have been really clinging on here and been getting a real hammering. They're hopeful now that these species will be regulated and that the numbers will start to grow again, because under CITES, it doesn't mean you can't stop fishing them, but it means that every time you catch one, you've got to have a regulation, have a permit to export it to a country that wants to buy it. They have to have a permit to import it.
Those hammerheads are really amazing. They just look like nothing else I've ever seen.
Oh, they're absolutely creatures from an alien world, and people absolutely love them. I mean, it's amazing the human interaction with sharks. You know, we're a little bit scared of them, a little bit respectful, and, you know, people, on the other hand, have been eating them for millions of years, and suddenly, you know, we're getting to the stage where they're in such dire straits, and people seem here to make that kind of coalition to say, look, we think sharks are an important species that need to be saved. Never mind just the trade, we need to save them, and that's what they've done.
The BBC's environment correspondent, Matt McGrath, at the CITES conference in Bangkok, Thailand. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.